Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School. That is our school bell. And when you hear that, you know it's time to get your Bible. And I would encourage you to follow along with me. For today, we're going to be having readings from the book of Jeremiah. We're studying the great men and women of the Bible. And we have now come to this great prophet Jeremiah. He was introduced to us in the last class, but we haven't gotten far into this lesson. I'm going to begin reading in just a moment from Jeremiah chapter 2, and I'll read verses 29 through 37. And then we're going to follow that with other readings, and so you'll be able to follow along as we go through this study and learn more about Jeremiah. I remember, and you may remember too, when you were young, I was a teenager, when I used to hear someone singing a song on the radio. They said, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. I never did understand what that song was talking about. But I assure you, this Jeremiah is no bullfrog. He was a prophet of courage. However, the one line in that old song, that old song on the radio, was I never understood a single word he said. Well, it may be with Jeremiah that you have read this book many times and you have difficulty understanding every word he said. And you may never understand all of it because some of it is so tied into his own day and his own time. But by reading these things, there is so much that we can gather. And we're going to study in detail some of the things he said. And if you'll be a faithful student in this class and not be tardy, then you'll be able to understand too some of the things that we can learn from this great prophet of courage, Jeremiah. So while you're turning to Jeremiah 2:29, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now let's look at some of the prophecies of Jeremiah. And by prophecies, I'm not talking about necessarily things he's predicting for the future, but the fact that he, as God's prophet, is speaking forth God's word. And one of the well-known passages is found here in Jeremiah 2:29-37, where God is lamenting how that his people had turned away from him. Hear the words of Jeremiah. I'm reading from the American Standard Version, Jeremiah 2:29. Wherefore will ye contend with me? Ye have all transgressed against me, saith Jehovah. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of Jehovah? Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, or a land of thick darkness? Wherefore, say my people, we are broken loose. We will come no more unto thee. Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore, even the wicked woman hast thou taught thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the innocent poor. Thou didst not find them breaking in, but it is because of all these things. Yet thou saidest, I am innocent. Surely his anger is turned away from me. Behold, I will enter into judgment with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou shalt be ashamed of Egypt also, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. From thence also shalt thou go forth, with thy hands upon thy head, for Jehovah hath rejected those in whom thou trustest, and thou shalt not prosper with them. Let's turn in our Bible now to Jeremiah chapter 7. And I would like to read the first 16 verses of Jeremiah chapter 7 as he continues with this theme and warning of Israel. He's telling them they need to cooperate with those Babylonians coming against them, but Israel would rebel against that. But in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 1, Jeremiah says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Stand in the gate of Jehovah's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of Jehovah, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship, saith Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute justice between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your own hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place and in this land that I gave to your fathers from of old even forevermore." Jeremiah 7 and verse 8. "Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known? And come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and said, We are delivered, that we may do these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, saith Jehovah." Jeremiah 7 and verse 12. "But go ye now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I caused my name to dwell at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done these works, saith Jehovah, and I spake unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called to you, and ye answered not, therefore will I do unto this house which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did the Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim." Jeremiah 7 and verse 16. "Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear." Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah chapter 20, beginning in verse 9. "Now Pashur, the son of Emer the priest, who is the chief officer in the house of Jehovah, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, which was in the house of Jehovah. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, Jehovah hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magormishabib. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it, and I will give all Judea into the hand of the king of Babylon. He shall carry them captive to Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will give all the riches of this city, and all the gains thereof, and all the precious things thereof, yea, all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, and they shall make them a prey. and take them and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thy house shall go into captivity and shall come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and there shalt thou be buried, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied falsely. Jeremiah 20 and verse 7, O Jehovah, thou hast persuaded me, and I was persuaded. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocketh me. For as often as I speak, I cry out. I cry violence and destruction, because of the word of Jehovah is made a reproach unto me and a derision all the day. And if I say, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, then there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I am weary with forbearing, and I cannot contain. Now, Jeremiah got very discouraged, and we read about that in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 14. And in his discouragement, Jeremiah said, curse be the day when I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Jehovah overthrew and repented not. And let him hear a cry in the morning and shout in the noontime, because he slew me not from the womb. And so my mother would have been in my grave. So my mother would have been my grave, and her womb always great. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb, to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. Poor, discouraged Jeremiah. It is because of words like these that he spake that Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. Now, there's much more that we can say about Jeremiah, and much more in these readings. But we're going to be concentrating our class in Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 5 through 19. And I want to begin reading that part of Jeremiah to you now. Jeremiah 5, verses 5 through 19. And it says this, I will set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days shall ye dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land wherein ye sojourn. And we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyards, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Assyrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord of Jehovah unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, go and say to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of the Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken unto my words, saith Jehovah? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, and to this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandments. But I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, and ye have not hearkened unto me. We'll end the reading there and begin then in our next class.